40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Within the past hour, prosecutors have announced that they've dropped manslaughter charges against actor-producer Alec Baldwin for the fatal shooting on the set of his movie Rust. Here's correspondent Steve Futterman.
The decision to dismiss the charges comes after prosecutors say new evidence has emerged and they can't go ahead with Alec Baldwin's case. That new evidence reportedly involves modifications made to the gun before the shooting occurred. The modifications may have made it easier for the gun to go off. Meanwhile, the involuntary manslaughter charge against the film's weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, remains, and prosecutors say Baldwin isn't necessarily off the hook. It's possible charges against him could be refiled. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A day before Earth Day, President Biden has just announced a new White House office to deal with the environment. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there.
The president's order establishes an Office of Environmental Justice within the White House, and it tasks all federal agencies with making environmental justice a priority.
This is about people's health.
Mr. Biden cited one example, clean energy provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act aimed at reducing air pollution near ports. He chided Republicans for their efforts to repeal the bill.
Imagine turning your back on all those moms and dads living in towns poisoned by pollution and telling them, sorry, you're on your own.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The anti-abortion protester you're about to hear is outside the Supreme Court waiting for a ruling on whether or not an abortion pill should stay on the market.
The new drug cartel isn't fentanyl coming in across our southern borders, but it's chemical abortion pills coming in.
CBS's Jan Crawford says it's unusual for the high court to consider this case this quickly.
The justices like for these issues to proceed in the normal process, and that would be to let the lower courts examine it and look at the record, and then they have all the arguments that are more fully developed. So then when it comes to the Supreme Court, which I suspect it will down the road, then they've got a really complete record.
That ruling expected before midnight tonight Eastern Time. At a meeting of allies in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks in the coming weeks as it tries to get them out of the battlefield. Austin also addressed the formerly secret documents that showed up on social media earlier this month.
I take this issue very seriously, and we will continue to work closely and respectfully with our deeply valued allies and partners.
On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow gained 22 points and the NASDAQ gained 13. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Plans for a Microsoft data center on land intended for Mount Pleasant's Foxconn site are moving forward. On Tuesday, the Racine County Board of Supervisors approved the deal for the land sale. It remains unclear how many people will be employed there once work is completed, but if it happens, this will be the first major development in the industrial park since Foxconn began work in 2018 on what was supposed to be an LCD manufacturing plant employing 13,000 people. That never happened. Foxconn currently employs about 1,000. The deal requires Microsoft begin the first phase no later than July of 2026. Wisconsin's statewide tornado drill has been reset for today. Sirens will activate in many counties across the state at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. The drills are meant to familiarize you with what the sirens sound like so you know when to seek shelter during severe weather. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
Yeah, I'm needing to get some patches made for a club I'm in. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how to get started.
Well, I'm happy to walk you through the process. Custom patches could be made in any size or shape and can be embroidered or printed. To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your club, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I love these Fridays, Tom. It's Friday. Welcome to Friday, dude. TGIF, airing of the grievances coming very soon. I feel like a few things are bothering me.
Yeah, I think so. Happy Friday to you, Evan. I'm sure fixing the board, our fair audience. We made it. It's been a long week, a long couple of days. Great to be back. Happy Friday.
Long week. This was like a two-day work week for you. You worked yesterday.
I tell you what, man. The European lifestyle. I could get used to that. I'm thinking maybe 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. That'd work in my schedule.
That'd be like doubling your schedule right now. Dom, you were not privy to a couple of the recent conversations I've had. So, if you don't mind, if the audience will indulge me, I'd like to share some of the people that have shook a fist at me lately, at least conversationally. And they're shaking a fist at me. They tell me, Dom, because I don't know if you've noticed, but civic media has kind of expanded outstate. And we're meeting some new people in different markets all around this wonderful state of Wisconsin. And some of the people in, let's call them the less densely populated markets, the non-urban markets, the non-Milwaukee or Madison markets.
All right.
They tell me, well, sometimes you guys are talking about stuff that we don't care about, like mass transit. I'm like, when did we ever talk about mass transit? Must have been some other fine host, but that ain't us.
We're not. I did take a high-speed rail from Rome down to Naples, 300 kilometers an hour, 186 miles an hour when it was opened up in the countryside. Slowed down around the villages in the city, but it was pretty sweet.
How fast?
186 miles an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. And it's smooth. So, yeah, I get it. But generally, no. I mean,
A great conversation, perhaps, but yeah. You just made me a liar, man. I told people. We ain't talking about mass transit on this show. Not generally, not a frequent topic here, Dom. But I think what I was being charged with, if you will, Dom, is ignoring our friends in the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. The issues are not the same. I'm being informed. Gun control. One of our managers, outstate, Chuck, told me, you know what, gun control, that ain't a thing here. I said, I didn't think it was. I don't think you hear me often using the words gun control. But of course, I advocate for certain policies that may feel like gun control if you don't believe in them. So I'd like to hear today, Dom, I'm going to start, by trying not to be the guy that someone's shaking a fist at today for ignoring their part of the state.
So, I'm not privy to that conversation. I would have absolutely pushed back. A lot of the topics we talk about.
You always do.
They're universal. It doesn't matter. And I grew up out in the country. I understand the rural countryside, man. I don't know if I ever told you that, Rudy. I used to work on a farm. Did I ever tell you that?
You've mentioned that.
But I was some 17 people aren't years as familiar. Old. My senior year in high school, I worked on my neighbor's farm. My dear friend Marty, the youngest of like 15 farm kids.
Can I give people the phone number?
Yes, go ahead.
You totally blew through me because I was going to ask the audience a question. I know you worked on a farm, but I'd rather hear from someone else that maybe worked on a farm.
Are you sure?
Or lives in some other part of this state where you don't live, but I'll let you get back to your story. Just let me give them the phone number because we've got new friends. Apparently in outstate rural parts of the state, Dom. 844-967-2789. And I'd like to hear from you folks and apparently, Dom, go ahead. Sorry.
I just got to tell you, man, the topics that we discuss are universal, I believe. Weed policy, for example, right? Come on, man. So just because you live outstate or you live in a rural area doesn't mean that you didn't go to college, you didn't go to school. There's lots of people that have that live in that area that want the lifestyle, you know what I mean? They enjoy the countryside. So, and, you know, Social Security and Medicare.
So you're talking about urbanites that have moved out to the country. Because that's quite an elitist attitude. You assume people always aspire to go to college? A lot of people aspire to work on their dad's farm.
Really? Not really. In fact, let me get back to the story, because the youngest of like 15 kids hated the farm. So he was a year older than me. He decided he turned 18. He's out. So now they needed the helping hand. So here I was, senior year, 5 o'clock every morning, high school. Got to go down and milk the cows before I drive myself a half hour to school. Every day for my entire senior year. That's hard work, baby. And I always said I never want to work that hard again. So I get it.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. I like to set goals. So I do understand. I still have dear friends out there. Yeah, some went to college, some went to tech, some went to trades. Some moved away and moved back. Some took over, you know, their parents' businesses, or some took over the farms, but a lot of them left the farms.
Sure, that's in part why I think at times rural people in the state of Wisconsin resent the city, the urban. And we know it was a divide here, right? I mean, there's been studies done. There's been books written on the divide. And I think in no small part, Scott Walker pitted outstate against, you know, rural against urban.
A divide and conquer policy. Yeah, shocking that people be divided when you have a government, a candidate, a political party who's solely seeking power, and in order to do that, will divide and conquer 50% plus one. Yeah, that stuff tends to sometimes work.
Yeah, well, Mr. Hortonville, 1989, if I recall correctly, you voted for the man. You were a Scott Walker guy, at least in the recall election.
Yes, I voted for Barrett in the initial and voted for Walker in the recall.
And if you can recall, because it's been, 10, 11 years now, but if you can recall, what was your rationale? Why? Because I think, and statistics would show me, that a lot of outstate rural voters voted for the very first time in the Scott Walker recall election, but not against the man, for the man. Scott Walker apparently had appeal outstate, but I often felt like his appeal was to tell you who not to like, who to blame. If you've got misery in the country, it's got to be those city slickers. If you work in the private sector, well, it's those lazy public sector unions and their big government union bosses.
Yeah, it's a divide and conquer political policy. That's exactly what he did.
You know what? I don't feel so different. I lived in Deerfield for a couple of years. I graduated from Mount Horeb, which is a little more metropolitan now than it was when I graduated there in 1988. I never felt like a city slicker growing up, if you know what I'm saying. And quite frankly, most of the people I know have the fact they ain't rich in common with me. That's what I found so appealing about the Bernie Sanders message. Economically, city, rural, urban, suburban, wherever you live, if you got to struggle to make the bills, well, we've got a lot in common.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you can't get affordable health care, if you can't get affordable child care, and oh my God, dude, as my youngest is moving towards graduation, when we graduated them from preschool, it was like losing a mortgage payment. It was like, I can understand why parents graduate so much when their kids graduate college, celebrate so much when the kids. I did that when my kid graduated preschool. It was like $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have the child care? And I think the multi-generational farm families, I don't think grandma's able to watch the kids like they used to, not as prevalently.
Come on, man. I mean, you had kids to work on the farm. You don't come from a family of 15 kids in a huge farm. I mean, that was your labor force. There's very specific farm rules in Wisconsin that are different from like other labor laws.
Yes. Young people yeah, can work on farms very young.
Oh, yeah.
Young as 12. And did I mention I also worked on a farm? 844-967-2789. I know our stories, Tom. I want to hear from others. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Eau Claire ain't exactly rural, Jeannie, but small city, right?
Hey, Jeannie.
I am not in the city of Eau Claire. I am in a rural area.
Oh, okay. Well, that counts then.
You know, it's called Eau Claire. We're included, but I'm in the rural area, far from, you know, the city. So believe you me, we need your voice. And they have plenty of right-wing radio stations that pretend to care about the farmers. And the farmers do need health care, like you said. The farmers need assistance, like you said. They need workers. They need democracy because their voices aren't heard by the Republicans. The only time they hear their voices is at election time. And that gall darn stinking guy that's the insurrectionist, they cover him on my local TV station. I almost wanted to, you know what, they showed that he is writing some farm bills. And I thought, they didn't go into any detail on it, but, you know, and then on that same station, they brought up something about, it's an ad now, against Baldwin, about something about you call her to include ethanol in the, you know, in the gas. And I thought, oh, man, just sick. We need you to tell the truth. We need you to give us the information and what's going on, because nobody knows what the Republicans are doing on your side of the state that impact everybody on our side of the state. So you get a big hug and kiss from me, but if they shake their finger at you, well, I would just turn around myself and whip them the middle finger. So great work, okay? So thank you, guys. I love you. Don't give up, because we need you.
Well,
goodbye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, Jeannie. Thank you.
Don't mess with those country girls. 844-967-2789. Want to hear from especially our rural audience. And let me sweeten the pot a little bit. I got all kinds of Brewers tickets to give away. Don, we got Brewers tickets coming out of our story holes, if you know what I'm saying. And we're going to give some away today, and I would give first benefit to someone that lives outside the city, outside of Madison or Milwaukee, Boston Red Sox coming to town. I got four tickets to give away. If you only need a pair, we'll do two and two. But if you need four, I can give you a family four-pack for Saturday night tickets. American League old Boston Red Sox. I used to hate the Red Sox. I still do. Used to love Carl Yastrzemski and a lot about that franchise, but not when they were playing the Brewers, and they're doing so Saturday night. We got four tickets. We're going to give away perhaps to a rural caller that can tell us, you know, what do we not get about your life experience? Other than the fact Dom worked on a farm. That's the only rural reference point we have. Come back, more Devils.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation 30. Temps below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-40s to the low-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees. 50 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And put them in control.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, giving away some Brewers tickets for the Saturday night game. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789.
And unlike prior shows, Dom, I'm giving them away this hour. This hour. You better be engaged right now. 844-967-2789. I've been getting a fish shaking at me. I don't know exactly, you know, what you are when you're on the receiving end of someone shaking a fist. I've been the recipient of fish shaking. I better be careful where I say that. The topic is we're ignoring our friends in the rural parts of Wisconsin. We're not talking about stuff that they care about. Well, I don't want to tell you what you care about. You tell me what you care about.
Does this person who shook a fist at you articulate any specific of these issues that we are not discussing the rural people care about?
Here's what I said in my own defense. I said, you know, I did live in rural Wisconsin, and I traveled all through rural Wisconsin. And the first comment back is, well, if you've been to one rural town, you've been to one rural town. I'm like, oh, man, don't play that game with me. Yeah, every city is a little different, too, but some have different vibes. And I'm sure every town I've been to in the state of Wisconsin, we got some great little towns that we do business in. Amory, we're up in Hayward now. We're soon to be coming to Genie's area in Chippewa Falls, the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley there. We're coming to La Crosse, where you and I went to school. We're in Richland Center right now. We're in Oshkosh, Berlin, Wisconsin. That's in that Fox Valley. That's over, we're covering Hortonville with that 1100 signal. That is our Brewers flagship station, Dom. In fact, they'll be playing out tonight against the Red Sox, and then we'll be giving away tickets for tomorrow night's game. Tonight's game, 7:10, first pitch, WISS, AM 1100, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Charles, is it Greene County you're calling from, Charles?
No, it's Green Bay. That's a small town.
It's a medium-sized town. Town of 100,000. It's smaller than Madison. But tell us what's on your mind, Charles.
The lady before was talking about the BS that's going on with Tammy Baldwin and all that stuff by the left-right, upside-down wing, whatever you want to call it. I will tell this. This is a true story. My wife and I had some issues with her Social Security and Medicare. And because she has a condition that gives her disability, they told her that she had to buy Medicare so that she could, you know, take the insurance from the government. Well, I was fully insured through the my work, and why should I waste the government's money on, you know, having them pay for her medical needs when my insurance was better than what she was going to get? Okay, in turn, they deducted money from her Social Security when she became eligible for Social Security, like half. Well, Tammy Baldwin was the only one. Ron Johnson was unavailable to do this because he's too busy doing nothing. Tammy Baldwin was the only one available to take on this problem, and she fixed it in 72 hours.
You know, Tammy Baldwin has a reputation as a progressive, Charles, and everything I've heard about her, why she is so popular, not just in the urban parts of Wisconsin, but in the rural parts, why she is the unbeatable candidate is because she cares about her constituents, Charles. In stories I hear like yours, it's a great story, dude. It's a great story. And I've heard a lot of them about Tammy Baldwin, but it's not coming from her office. It's coming from the individuals that I've met that said, hey, you know, she actually did some constituent services. She put her staff to work for us. Charles, let me ask you something. Would you and the missus go to the ball game tomorrow night if I gave you tickets? Would you go to the Brewer game? Red Sox.
I will pass. But I appreciate you offering them to me. I have actually, to tell you the truth, I have never been to a Brewers ball game.
Oh, let's go, man. We got good seats. What would prevent you from going? Our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM. If you turn it on tonight about 7 o'clock for the, you know, a little pregame and to the first pitch, you'd be able to listen to it in Green Bay, Charles. You're right in the heart of the pattern. Well, on the fringe, but anyways, you could still listen. Why wouldn't you go to a game, man? Free tickets? The price is right.
The price is right, but the situation is we have a situation where we need to be available at any moment.
That's fine, Charles. I'm teasing, my friend. I appreciate you listening and sharing that story about your wife. That is a great story, and it's a great story about Tammy Baldwin. Jeannie brought up the ad, and let me confess, Dom, I don't know what the E85 issue is that Tammy Baldwin's being prompted on currently. I saw the ad as well, and I'm like, which side of this issue should I be on? Because I don't know yet. I haven't researched it. I think my Jeep, can you stick E85 in your Jeep? That's ethanol-based, right? That just means more ethanol, more corn-based additive to the gasoline, and it lowers it down to E85. Is that the deal?
Yeah, not clear on how the combustion
can you
works.
Use E85 in your car?
You know, it's a hybrid, so I just use regular unleaded.
How about the Cadillac?
I put premium in that baby, man. But to Charles's point, and to kind of dovetail it into the discussion about the rural needs, you know, that in Green Bay, whatever. I mean, it's a smaller town, but it's still a city. You got city sidewalks, you got cable, you know, you got an NFL franchise. That's a city. But this, you know, Social Security, Medicare, these things are universal. You know, there are universals, regardless of where you are in an urban or suburban or rural setting. We have these things in common, and it matters to everyone. Democracy matters to everyone. Now, maybe they're not hearing what they need to hear because you're listening to Fox News or all the right-wing talk radio shows, so we're there for that. You want to call in and tell us about how we shouldn't be discussing defending democracy? Mr. and Mrs. Fist Shaker, bring it on. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News brief, prosecutors say there's new evidence and now they've dropped manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin for that fatal shooting on a movie set. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
Prosecutors say Baldwin isn't necessarily off the hook It's possible charges against him could be refiled.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the continued availability of an abortion pill that's been sold for some two decades. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says if it's ordered off the market,
if need be, we are prepared also for a long legal battle. That is our commitment and our promise to the millions of women across the country.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says don't expect a mass evacuation of Americans from Sudan.
Due to the uncertain security situation in Khartoum and the closure of the airport, it's currently not safe to undertake a U.S. government-coordinated evac.
The battle between two military factions there has made the country more dangerous by the hour. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Thousands of daycare centers are in jeopardy in Wisconsin, and families may soon see their child care costs go up. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says funding for the Child Care Count Stabilization Payment Program is expected to be cut in half soon. Officials say there's much less federal pandemic relief money to work with. The program keeps 3,000 daycare centers in Wisconsin in business. People in southeast Wisconsin are busy cleaning up after thunderstorms rolled through late yesterday. There was flooding and downed trees and power lines. We Energy says about 1,700 homes and businesses lost power at some point. Bayview may have gotten the worst of it with hail, flooding, and a tree came down on someone's car. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I want to talk to people all across the state. All callers welcome, but especially those in perhaps the rural parts of Wisconsin. Also, by the way, Dom, I got some Brewer tickets. We're going to give them away this hour. I got four to tomorrow night's game against the Boston Red Sox, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Brewers go off tonight a little after 7 o'clock. You can hear them there. Also Richland Center WRC, don't want to forget them. Quickly, and then we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. The Brewers, I don't know if you're aware, Dom, I've been watching our first place Brewers. They're having a hell of a run early in the season, and they've been hitting a lot of dingers. And they've got this home run celebration. I think you posted this on Twitter, so I know you're aware. From cheeseheads to ding-dongs, ranking Major League Baseball's best home run celebrations. Well, they got a new one this year, and I've been watching it, and I've liked it, but I cannot believe it's ranked number 9? So anyways, here's the rating. Number 9, home run celebrations in baseball. Milwaukee Brewers. I'll read. This is quite small. I'll go quick. The Brewers have made a name for themselves as a pitching-first organization in recent years, preventing runs well enough to contend, but scoring sparsely. Yeah, I noticed. They're not a team known for their offensive flair. So while their 2023 celebration is straightforward, it is nevertheless fitting. They have a cheese head. When someone homers, they put it on that person's head. That person then gains the highest of Wisconsin titles, Cheesehead. Get it? I also have a cheesehead, Dom. Note, slugger Rowdy Tellez, who leads the Brewers with 5 homers, issued a public plea this week for the team to secure a bigger cheesehead because the current model looks like a Cheez-It on his head. No word yet on whether his Brewers teammates will address this concern. Dom, as someone with a ginormous skull, much like Mr. Tellez, Rowdy, if you will, Rowdy to his friends.
Yeah, you feel his pain, do you, Crudy?
Well, not really with the cheese head. The cheese head, I can wear a cheese head without feeling too snug in there. I've got my fitted Brewers cap today.
Ooh, nice.
844.
Yeah, bigger cheese head. Rowdy's a big fella.
Anyways, we've been having a little fun talking a little Brewers if you want. It's Friday. You can talk about anything you want. You can air your grievances. But I'd especially like to hear some from rural folks. And if it's a good one, I can give you 2 or 4 tickets to the game tomorrow night, Boston Red Sox in town. Ron from Waukesha. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron.
Not much. I just love you guys, and I heard you're giving away the tickets, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Ron, do you have any rural life experiences you can regale us with? Have you ever worked on a farm, sir? Yeah.
You know, I did for like 10 years when I was younger, until I was almost 18 years old. But it was in Delafield, so.
Oh, isn't that where our former governor?
Not very rural.
Delafield's not rural?
Yeah, it was back then.
I thought Deerfield was rural. I lived in a town with a high school with 216 students, and we were Division 6. We played in a state championship. I played in a state championship game, Ron. That's my one war story from high school. And we were Division 6.
There you go.
And, you know, it felt pretty rural to me, but, you know, I have this understanding. I have nothing to relate to with my rural neighbors. A few have told me. We don't talk about anything important to them. So, Ron, what am I missing, man? What, this guy's a long way from a farm, so what am I missing?
You're not missing anything. You're covering all the big topics, so.
You're just sucking up because you want some Brewers tickets. Ron, can you get by with 2, buddy?
Sure.
Give your information to Ebone. We'll get you a pair of tickets for the Boston Red Sox. I got 2 more to give away this hour, though. 844-967-2789. Mark, I know you won't be able to go to the game, man, but Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, well,
hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And I grew up in rural Wisconsin, far northern rural Wisconsin, south of Superior there, 15 miles south of Superior. So it's about as rural as you get. If you guys ever get a station up in that neck of the woods.
Wait, how far up?
They need more.
How far up did you say?
All the way up to the northwest corner of the state, just 15 miles from Lake Superior.
Is Duluth farther? Duluth is slightly farther north than that, right?
I dated a girl from Duluth in college, and so that was the big city. You know, Duluth was the big city compared to Superior back then, back in the day. But we could use.
Let me tell you what,
we could
Mark.
Use a station up there as well.
We got one. We can cover all the way to that. We get all the way to Duluth. We are putting a brand new shiny 5,000 watt Nautel transmitter in our WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. You'll hear it all the way to Duluth. Cool. Give us about two more weeks. We're waiting for the snow to melt and the ground to get a little solider because that son of a gun's 800 pounds, Mark. Tell me, I don't know if rural Wisconsin, I live up in that part of the woods when I have to.
Well, Mark, I mean, obviously you don't live up there now, but still, I mean, you lived up there for a while. You understand. Do you think there are specific, you know, aerial, regional, you know, rural issues that we are somehow not missing, we are missing and not addressing properly?
Well, I mean, all of us have similar needs in the state, and people just don't seem to understand that it was Scotty Wanker and company that denied people broadband service. You know, the same services you get in the big city boys. You know, that there's no place in Wisconsin that should not have like broadband coverage and some of the coverages that so they can use their computers and connect it with the rest of the world.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that we, you know, try to separate people out because we all have similar needs and get connected with the rest of the world is something that broadband would do. That Scott Walker and company denied us from. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, that's where I go up. That's where I go up north to see family. That's where I go up north to go hunting every year. So I mean, that it's I'm still connected to my quote unquote rural roots. I mean, but it is just ridiculous that, you know, divide and conquer is something Scott Walker did very well. And the people in the rural areas and the urban areas have very similar needs. It's the rural areas that are hurting so bad because Republicans have denied, you know, equal access to education, different funding. Keep those rural schools so open because I went to a rural school for the first 6 years of my life before they bust us into Superior to go to junior high and high school. Mm. But my first, you know, my primary grades were out in the country there. You know, that first 1 year at Oakland school and then the next five at Parkland, which, you know, it was still outside the city.
Mark, in my mind, I'm seeing it 3 miles uphill both ways. Brother, appreciate your call. Have a wonderful weekend. Want to keep on moving down the phones because I promised to give away some more Brewers tickets this hour. You don't have to be rural to call. You don't have to be rural to win the Brewers tickets. But I am looking for what I'm missing about the rural economy, the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. I have been told we're overlooking them. So please tell me what you would like me to talk about that has rural relevance to you. 844-967-2789. We can agree. First place Brewers, that's relevant all across the state, right?
Right.
If you want some tickets, you better call. I got two left for this hour. Amy from Watertown. Welcome, Amy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Amy.
You really hit on a peeve of mine there. I grew up thinking I was city folk. My grandparents were all farmers, and almost all of my relatives were farmers, and I was a city kid, and then I started meeting people as I grew up and found out, no, I'm a pretty much country kid, as it turns out, you know, and I've lived in the country, I've worked with agriculture most of my life, and the last caller really hit it good, you know, where he was saying about the divide and conquer, how the farmers, like, they just are tied to their radio very much so. And I think that the divide and conquer with the right-wing, righty-righty hate radio really has affected them. And, I mean, all we heard about is, you know, all the old farmers sitting at the top. Real farmers don't spend that much time at the top of the skin if they're really farmers. But they're all resentment and complaining. And how about the farm folks, country folks, try to see things from the city folks' side? You know, I mean, we're always hearing the opposite. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, what about the opposite? Because we're one big country, and they just seem to thrive on the resentment and complaining that they've been fed.
Amy, thank you for that thought. You know, I got to be honest with you. I did grow up in Madison primarily, and I went to high school outside, but I would consider myself a city kid. And I thought I had a good state education here in the state of Wisconsin. I learned state history, right? Learned about the early French settlers and the trappers and all that kind of stuff. And the copper miners, that's why we're called Badgers. I thought it's because we're tough as hell. But what I never learned about was the housing marches in Milwaukee and the redlining and the discrimination that went on in that city. And I actually learned about that, Amy, from our pal Earl Ingram on the radio back when we were doing it in Milwaukee every day. And I had not been exposed in the history books to that part of our state's history. And what I would say is I learn things damn near every day talking to people on the radio. If you give us information that we're not exposed to here in the city, well, guess what? This is your opportunity to give voice to your concerns. And if they don't hear it in the city, well, they can hear it here on the Devil's Advocates. They're listening here in Madison for sureies. And I have learned from you. I learned from Earl. I've learned from talk radio. And I've learned, don't believe what they say over on the other side of the dial. We got the good stuff right here at 844-967-2789. Here's a real farmer, Gordy K. How you doing, Gordy? Going to the farmer's market tomorrow morning, I suspect.
Hey, Gordy.
Well, I'm a fair weather vendor, boys. I hate to say this, but at my age, I don't want to stand out there when it's 35 degrees and the wind's howling out of the northwest. So
is that what we're expecting tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Hey, it was 82 last Saturday, and we slayed it. We had our best opening market ever.
Congrats, Gordy.
Wonderful. And a bunch. I just wanted to mention I had several of your good listeners come up and say hi and introduce themselves, so I was glad to see that. They were getting out there.
Sweet.
And I just want to welcome you boys back on the radio. And, I grew up on a dairy farm. And then I tried moving off to the city and doing that stuff for a while, but I came back to farming, and it's a wonderful way of life. It's a little different than sitting under a cow juicing the buffalo in the morning at 5 o'clock. But I sort of like the plant life. And we opened up yesterday. We had a nice crowd for our opening day, so it's been pretty decent. So
out at Kopke's Greenhouses, one of our fine sponsor partners. Gordy, let me ask you, you always give us a tip about this time every year. People, first day it gets 82 degrees, people want to start planting their bulbs and stuff. That's a bad idea, isn't it, Gordy?
We have a few things. We got some hardy perennials and stuff, but strawberry plants and some cold hardy vegetables. But for the most part, come on in, look around, get some ideas, but don't put those poor plants out there yet.
Gordy K, stay warm, my friend. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up with you someday real soon at the farmer's market when the weather's a little nicer, apparently.
A little warmer out, right.
Folks, I still got two more Brewers tickets to give away to tomorrow night's game, Boston Red Sox, care of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Now, Berlin is the rural part of that signal. You can hear it on the AM. But if you're in the city, we got FM, you know, for the city slickers, Tom. That's how we roll. Same thing going on down in Richland County, WRCE News from the Center. AM 1450, hear that all the way out in Vernon County, or, you know, the local 107.7. Like the cup of everybody, city slickers, rural folks, you're all welcome to try and win some Brewer tickets, 844-96-PARTY.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 43. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
All in or city slickers, whatever. If you ever drank out of a hose, call right now at 844-967-2789. You got to let it get cool. You got to let some of the water out, but then the drinking from the hose, oh, nothing sweeter on a hot summer day.
You can't have that hot water that's been sitting there festering all day in the sun. You got to drain that out first. If you ever bale hay, Crudy?
Not substantially. The worst job I ever had consistently is this summer. I dug post holes. I was 14 years old. I only took the job because if you were in Wisconsin, if you work in a rural agricultural thing, you can drive the car around on the farm or the truck.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
The lady promised me she had a hobby farm. She needed a bunch of posts dug and built and whatever. She said she'd let me drive around and get stuff. So I got sucked in. I'd put on the Brewers on the radio. Swear to God, I'd put on the Brewers. And I'd dig post holes all day and just sweat my ass off in the sun.
Well, that's what folks do. I mean, you turn the radio on. A lot of the farm vehicles that the farm that I worked on purchased, they got the lowdown models. Just came with an AM radio in it.
The International Harvester. We had a green harvester in the yard with the plow on it, man, because you had to have the plow to get down the driveway. Now, one of our besties, a guy that messages us quite a bit, Jeff. Jeff was my neighbor growing up in Mount Horeb. We rode on the same bus together. We were the first ones. Like, we were on the bus all day.
Yeah, that's a long bus ride. I was like second one picked up on the bus. I feel your pain.
Now, Jeff lived on the farm that was right behind our house. I did not have that farm existence. I worked on somebody else's farm briefly. But, you know, all these years later, I don't hearken to the stories constantly like Dom does. Got a pair of Brewers tickets to the Red Sox game. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Brewers, the cheesehead, that was like the ninth best home run thing. I'm like, what's number one? Baltimore Orioles. Have you seen this? Earlier this month, after a Ryan Mountcastle homer, the Orioles dugout debuted what appears to be a giant beer bong. The kind of apparatus one might see at a fraternity party funneling beer instead of water. They insist it's not, as some on social media critics alleged, a dong bong meant to mimic and celebrate binge drinking. They call it a Homer hose and insist they aren't trying to glorify dangerous alcohol habits. I'm sticking to the name Homer hose because when we were kids, we drank out of a hose when we were playing ball in the street and having fun as kids, according to pitcher Cole Irvin. I'm definitely not out there, you know, promoting binge drinking or anything like that. It's primarily from a kid-like mentality of drinking out of a hose when we were kids and having fun playing the game the right way with our friends. Now, I can tell you, part of my rural experience growing up in rural Mount Horeb, beer bongs, the real ones. We did them out in the yard. I saw a few go over to the edge of the yard, you know, because once you got off the edge of the yard, it was like drop-off.
Right.
And they would relieve themselves of the excess beer off the edge of the yard. These are all the rural stories I have. I'm about out. I'd like to hear yours. You might win some tickets. 844-967-2789. Rob from Madtown. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
I am so groovy it hurts. Ouch. Ow. I grew up in the country, in Oregon, Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, I lived next to a guy who used to be a prison guard over at Oak Hill. And he moved in, and we were about 14 or 15 at the time. And he, in his backyard, again, I'm reminding you, he was a prison guard. In his backyard, he was growing copious amounts of the devil's grass.
Yeah.
And And he said to us, and we were just getting into high school, and he was probably trying to buy our silence. But he's like, hey, yeah, you know, I know your stepdad's a jackass, and that's not the word he used. But he said, yeah, come over anytime you want a little something, something. Just clip it off, and yeah, don't tell anybody. And, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that high school was a fun place. Yeah, meow. But relative to the question here about rural activity.
Yeah.
I had a friend. His name was Kenny. And Kenny used to love to drink out of the hose. He'd come over to the house, and it was like more of a second cousin type friend thing. And he'd come over to the house, and we turned the hose on, and he always insisted on getting that first sip.
Oh. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's like drinking Bud Light warm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets worse. And it frankly, what he didn't know, or what none of us knew, is that a slug had crawled into the hose. And so when he put his mouth up to the thing and sucked in that water, he got himself a mouthful of slug. And he never drank out of the hose again. Never, never, ever.
I may never drink out of the hose again, Rob. That's a pretty good one, man. You got any interest in seeing the Brewers play the Red Sox tomorrow night?
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
Well, hang tight. I got two tickets for you. They're good seats. They're behind home plate. Yeah, we're not cheap around here. WISS, our Brewers flagship, and you can hear it all the way down to rural Dane County here. 1100 a.m., at least during the day, as you can. Day games. We'll be giving you tickets to tomorrow night's game, though. 844-967-2789. Phil from Madison. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, this is really Mac. He's got the name wrong, but whatever. The old Big Mac is back.
Big Mac! How you doing, man?
Welcome, Mac.
What's going on, guys? I'm starting to get active again because it's just getting too crazy. So, I don't know, either keep my head in the sand or put up the good fight, you know? So, I'm trying to tune in a little more, and, it's just crazy. The world is too crazy right now. People getting shot left and right, and, you know, we're just so divided, you know. It's like people are so scared from watching so much fear and exaggeration over on Fox and all the Twitter and all the places like that, and now they're, like, so edgy that if you pull up in their driveway, they're going to shoot you.
Right.
Stand your ground. They're standing their ground, Mac. Yeah. They're protecting their property rights. Like Scott Walker signed into law, sir.
But, you know, you speak of what rural people want to hear. Obviously, they love this, you know, the right-wing kind of messaging that you're obviously not going to talk about trans kids and immigration coming to get you. An abortion, you're not going to, well, talk about abortion, but you know what I mean? Like, to reach these people, it's a tough one because they're already embedded in their ways, you know? So it's like, how do you convert people that live way out?
Well, Mac,
you get the conditions. Yeah.
The only way I've ever persuaded people is by trying to listen to them, because if I don't listen to you, you're not going to listen to me. And I think that copious amounts of weed or beer usually have to be a part. if you
gotta
sit
be a
down,
beer summit. I mean, there are those commonalities, man. Of course there are. And thanks for the call, Mac. But you talk about, you know, abortion. You know, real kids get pregnant too and have unwanted pregnancies and have rapes and those kinds of things. That does happen. Immigration. I mean, we got a huge immigrant labor on our dairy farms here, and a lot of those folks are not registered properly to work in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, immigration is a thing. These are all common human issues that everybody deals with, regardless of your zip code.
You want to hear the great news about the Happier Happy Hour, Dom?
It's next.
It's next, and I got four more Brewer tickets.
Oh, what?
They're for the Detroit Tigers. See what I did there? Stick around. I got more Brewers tickets, more of your grievances. The Happier Happy Hour.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.